Welcome to Extreme Prophetic. My name is Patricia King, and I'm really glad that you've come to join us today. We are beginning a whole month series on God in the inner city. He's doing amazing things amongst the poorest of the poor, and the most afflicted are being touched by Him. Today's program is called Trapped. Maybe you feel trapped in some areas, and you might be able to relate to some of the situations, or you might know of some people that are trapped. Why don't you stay tuned for the entire program? And you know what? There might just be a special destiny word just for you. Trapped.
If you're trapped.
I was completely trapped.
The Spirit of the Lord God is upon
controlled
me.
Controlled inside of us.
Completely out of control.
Limitless. I feel a desperation.
I was completely trapped.
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 The light
trapped.
Belongs in the darkest of places.
Trapped.
Being addicted to drugs, it felt like I was just helpless, I was powerless, I was controlled by it.
A lot of times I feel trapped where no place I can go and ask for some help with some direction.
There was really no way out, but God is the one I know that got me out of there and rescued my life.
It feels at the time that there's no way that pain could ever go away. And I just took a knife and just started cutting my own arm, my leg.
It was my God. And I wanted to be free. I wanted to get out. I couldn't find it. I couldn't grab onto it anywhere, no matter how hard I tried.
The only thing that I wanted, the only thing that I lived for was to get more heroin into my arm. And I stand here completely delivered by Jesus.
It's obvious we're all worth saving, no matter what has happened.
Isaiah 61:1 says, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the afflicted. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to captives and freedom to prisoners." You know, today's program is featuring a subject called Trapped, and specifically those that have been trapped in the inner city, and how the church is called to go into the darkest places and to release captives out of their captivity. Why? Because we're anointed to do it. The preaching of the gospel, the preaching of the word will set people free, and it's very exciting. But you know, when we're talking about trapped, we need to understand what makes people trapped. And there's one ingredient to every trap situation, and it's sin. Sin is the foundation of it all, either sin against a person or sin in a person. If you're feeling trapped right now and you're watching this program, it's probably because someone has sinned against you and hurt you, or you have made a decision yourself to walk into sin, and the fruit of that sin is your entrapment. Now, let's look at this scenario. God is the creator of our lives, so He knows the very best way for us to live, because He created us. If you were an inventor, let's say of a car, for instance, you would know the very best way for that car to function. You would know its capabilities, and you would know its limitations. I remember when our youngest son was 16 years old, he had bought an off-road vehicle. And we received a telephone call one day. He said, "Dad, help! My vehicle's ruined. It's in the creek and I need some help." So my husband went out there, and they had to get a tow truck and tow the thing out of the creek and got it home, but it was ruined. The motor had been damaged and it needed a lot of repair because water got into places where it wasn't supposed to be. And they were able to fix it, but it took a lot of finance, a lot of time, a lot of energy, and it lost its function for a while during the time that it was being repaired. But it did get repaired. But the night that Sean brought it home, I said, "Sean, why did you think that your vehicle was a boat? That vehicle was never meant to swim. It has limitations. It's supposed to be on the road. It's supposed to be on dry ground. Why did you put it in the water?" And he said, "Well, I wanted to get to the other side." And I said, "Well, there's healthier ways to get to the other side. But because you chose to use your vehicle in a way that it was never created for, in the way that it had no capacity to function, you've ruined it. And now it's going to have to be repaired." And it was a hard lesson for him. And it was a good lesson for him, and one that he didn't forget. And he never drove the vehicle into the creek again. But you know, sometimes our lives are like that. We violated the use of our lives. And God's given us a handbook for life. It's called the Bible. And everything that you need to live a godly life is found within the Word. And the Word will show you your capabilities and your potential, but it'll also show you your limitations. And if you violate the limitations, it'll always hurt, and you'll become trapped. You'll become captive to that which you've given yourself over to. And it's not that you can't be fixed. No matter where you are right now, even if you're in the deepest, darkest bondage, you can be fixed, you can be restored, you can be repaired, you can be set right back on track. Why? Because God's a merciful God. Why? Because there's an anointing available to destroy every yoke that has bound you and to open the prison door and to let you go free. You know, in the inner city, it's just full, it's just swarming with people who are trapped. And church, we have a mandate. If you believe in Jesus Christ, you have a mandate to go set the captives free, to repair those that are wounded and broken and violated because of sin. You have the power in Christ to do so. And so let's go and do something about it.
I have no compunction going into those places with those people, because I feel that what I have in me is actually going to imprint and affect them. They have nothing that can contaminate me, but I expect them to be affected and influenced by what I have. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. And so that's why we need to lose our fear. There are no no-go areas for Christians. We can go anywhere. And I don't mind the ugliness, because the beauty that you carry, you know, can cause any ugly sister to become a Cinderella. You know, God's in the business of turning ugly into beautiful.
If you want to learn how to experience the supernatural presence and power of God, then this is the course for you. Learn how to know God in an intimate way, receive teaching on angels, heaven, and supernatural phenomena. The school is informative, exciting, and life-changing. Register soon, as enrollment for the school is limited. For more information, visit our website at extremeprophetic.com.
I'm really excited about God Talk today, because we're going to play for you a prophecy by Stacy Campbell, and it's called The Blood of Christ. And there's some footage on there that is absolutely outstanding, that I know the message and what you're about to see is going to draw your heart to take the arm of Jesus out to those who are waiting to be reached out to. And you know, it's the blood of Jesus that can dissolve the power of sin. There's nothing that you've done and nothing that can't be conquered by the power of that blood. But I want to share with you a little bit of background on how we got especially a certain part of the clip, is that Lori Myers, who works in our office, and myself went down to the streets of Vancouver, where we were going to be hosting a School of Extreme Prophetic. And so we were out on the streets and praying and asking the Lord to share his heart with us. And we had our little camera called Smiley with us. And while we were walking down the street, who we thought was an addict came up to us and he said, "Look at the eagle. Look at the eagle. It's on top of the church." And so we looked up and we were right next to a church, which happened to be the church that we landed up using for the School of Extreme Prophetic, although we didn't know it at that time. And up on top of the steeple was this eagle, this beautiful eagle just sitting there. And so I was really excited about that, and I thought, wow, that's really cool. And so the man said, "Take a picture of the eagle." So I said to him, I said, "Do you live here?" And he said, "Yes, I do." I said, "How long have you lived here for?" And he said, "I've lived here for a long time." And I said, "Do you like it?" And he says, "I love living here." And that was, you know, that was strange to my ears, because, you know, lots of people don't love living in the inner city. And I said to him, "Why do you love it?" He says, "Well, because we're a real community and we help each other." So I said, "Would I be able to interview you for our program?" He said, "No, take a picture of the eagle. Take a picture of the eagle." And as he said that, he ran down the street and we never saw him again. So we went to the other side of the street and Lori took the camera, and she wasn't used to using a camera. This is the very first time that we had ever done this. And she took a shot of the eagle. And when our producer, Shirley Ross, was editing it all together, she said, "Where did you get this picture of the eagle?" So we shared the story with her. And she said, "You know, that man was an angel." And as she said it, just the power of God and the presence of God came on me. I thought, oh my goodness, it was an angel, and I let him run away. But anyways, I believe that we were directed by the Lord to do this montage for you. And we want you to watch, because there's an outstanding message on the power of the blood of Jesus that will deliver people from any trap.
"And he himself is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but for those of the whole world." Then he said to Thomas, "Reach here your finger and see my hands, and reach here your hand and put it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing." And what the Lord showed me was a vision of the power of the blood of Christ. And he began to speak to my heart of how powerful is the blood of Christ. It is powerful not only for the sins of the church, but for the sins of the whole world, for all time, for every last single created human being, for all time. That is how powerful is the blood of Christ. And the Lord said to me, he says, "My church does not believe in the power of the blood of Christ." And he says, when they see them come up by ones and twos and be converted, then they say, "Oh, because I have seen that, I believe in that." But when they watch TV, and when they read the newspaper, they look upon society with despair and disgust, and they do not see it through the eyes of the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. They do not rise up from reading the newspaper and say, "The blood of Christ can heal that. The blood of Christ can redeem that. The blood of Christ can save that derelict." They do not get up from the TV and say, "I will go now, because I believe in the power of the blood of Christ to redeem all mankind, even the homosexual, even the alcoholics, even the prostitutes, even the abused." But they read the newspapers and they are filled with despair, and they say, "Oh, woe is our nation. Look what has happened to us." And the Lord said that he is looking for a people, and he has come to his church, and he has come to visit his church in much the same way that he went to visit his people Israel. He went to his own. He went to his own. He went to his own first. Why? So that he could commission them to go to the Gentiles. And he has come to his church. He has come to his church. Why? So that he can commission them to go to the world. And I believe that the Lord is looking for a people who will rise up and say, "I will go into the darkest part of society. I will go to the prisons. I will go to the streets. I will go out into the world. And I will go and I will say, the blood of Christ can do this. The blood of Christ can heal the sick. The blood of Christ can redeem even the deepest, darkest, secret sin of all mankind." And God says that his arm is not short that it cannot save. His arm is not short that it cannot save. And his arm is not short that it cannot save England. His arm is not short that it cannot save Canada. His arm is not short that it cannot save Europe. His arm is not short that it cannot save Iran. His arm is not short that it cannot save Thailand. There is nothing, there is no one too far from the blood of Christ that it cannot be redeemed. But he says, "I come to my own and they go nowhere." I feel like if the Lord is saying one thing, he is saying this, that if the arm of God has touched you,
hold it out and touch someone else. Even if only one. Even if only one.
Wasn't that a powerful message? And what about you? If the arm of God has touched you, why not reach out and touch someone else? You see, you can go out right now. You don't have to be anyone you're not. You can just be who you are. You don't have to be Joe Evangelist on a podium. You don't have to be a televangelist. You can just be you and go to the person that's next to you and share the love of Jesus with them.
If you feel trapped, if you could just call on the name of Jesus, because he is the only one that can get you untrapped.
Welcome to The Stuff. This is where we resource you, and I have some exciting items to introduce you to today. But I was just reviewing some of our email, and I came across this letter, which was very encouraging, and it's from Adeline in Canada. And she writes, I just finished watching your program, Prophetic Outreach, online. It has touched my heart so much. I have been seeing this, and she's referring to prophetic evangelism, as an area where I want to move in more. I prophesy in our church often, but this is a new area for me. Well, Adeline, we have some resource that can help equip you, and there might be others of you watching the program also that would love to just go out and evangelize and use prophetic gifts and move in the power, but you don't know where to start. And so may I introduce you to Apostolic and Prophetic Harvesting. It's a tape series that will be very, very helpful to you, because it talks about kingdom authority, going out in kingdom authority, the authority of God's love, and in prophetic ability. And this will introduce you to how and why. And then we have our whole school of Extreme Prophetic on audio tape as well as CD. And you'll be excited about this course. It teaches you how to prophesy, how to go out in the love of God, how to reach souls. It's all the how-tos. It's got lots of activation, and there's a manual that goes with it. You'll really enjoy that course, and I would highly recommend it. And then we have the Faith Connection. Now, today's program was called Trapped, and we looked at people who are trapped in the inner city. And you might not live in an inner city, but you might feel trapped. You need the faith connection. You need to be connected to the promises of God to help you overcome and to help you press in. Because all things are possible if you only believe, and you don't need to be trapped anymore. So the faith connection will help you not only get untrapped, but it'll also help you get bold enough to go out on the streets and help others come free too. Thanks for letting us resource you today.
Remember, God does nothing except He reveals it first to His servants, the prophets. Under the Influence Mag, you want it. Order it online at extremeprophetic.com.
There's sure to be a special destiny word just for you. There's an elderly gentleman watching the program right now, and you feel trapped inside of arthritis. You have been so frustrated, especially the last couple of years, because you've lost mobility and you can't get around and do what you used to do, and it's been so frustrating. And I believe the Lord wants to touch you with the power of His peace right now. And I believe the Lord's showing me that He's going to be visiting you in a very special way. He's going to touch your heart in a special way, especially in an area of a bitter root judgment that you've been carrying all throughout your life for a family member that hurt you years and years ago. And you're going to experience a phenomenal healing in this next little while as He brings this to your attention and as you surrender this bitter root judgment to the Lord. And so there's release coming for you, and I see pain lifting off of you.
I know you're there trapped right now inside pain that is indescribable, and that no one around you can understand or even begin to feel those things. And everybody may say that they understand, and they may try to even pray for you or have good intentions, but it just doesn't help. And the only thing that feels like it can help to you is by doing these things to yourself that just cause such pain to you, to take away that moment of the mental torment that you're under, but I am here to say there is freedom, and it's only through one way. It's only through one person, and that is Jesus Christ, who is here to set you free right now.
There's a girl watching the program, and you're 16 years of age, and you felt trapped inside of a secret. When you were younger, just a couple years younger, you were sexually abused, and you haven't been able to tell anyone. And you felt trapped inside of the secret. And every time you think of telling someone, you get so afraid, and you just can't do it. And I believe the Lord's giving you courage right now, and He's going to show you exactly who you can tell. Someone that can reach their hand out to you and help you out of the situation that you're in, because there's healing available for you. There's healing that you can experience in Jesus.
You know, I believe that no pit is so deep that God is not deeper still. And whatever depths you are driven to in your life, God is always underneath you and always carrying you. It is impossible to go to any depth and not have God underneath. And so there'll come a day when the God who goes down into the depths with you will surely bring you up and bring you out, because that's what He's like. And that God who is in your depths, who is in that pit with you, will surely bring you out, because He is faithful to Himself. That's what He's like.
The Lord said that He was going to give us 1,000 partners to begin with, and that team, that first team of partners, was going to be called the Breaker Team. When you become part of the Breaker Team, the Lord downloads a breaker anointing, not just to break through for Extreme Prophetic, but to break through in your own life. It just is a gift from God. It's a breaker anointing. Now, some of you are already partners, but others of you are going to become partners today. You're feeling the anointing on you right now, and you're saying, I want to be part of that breaker team. And because of that, the breaker anointing's coming now. Right now, as you're watching the program, right now, just receive it. If you say yes to God to become a partner, it's just coming, and you're going to use it to break through in fruitfulness for the television program as well as in your own life. Why don't you consider partnering with us on the Breaker Team?
He fixed it all. And I didn't even have hope. I didn't even have expectations that everything could be healed off, that all those things that were so ugly and horrible and shameful, that they could all be gone. He just saw, you know, this mess, this bloody, scarred up mess. And He just came in with His love and He healed it. And there was no need to cause that kind of pain to myself, because He took away the emotional pain that led there.
God wants to say hi to each and every one of you today, but He especially wants to say hi to you, Tony, and Margarita, and Harold, and Jamie, and Juanita. He wants to say hi to each and every one of you. And there's a man right now watching the program, and you had a fall on your work situation, and you're at home. You can't go back to work for a number of months because of that fall, and God wants to say hi to you, and He wants to let you know that in these coming months, He's going to be just so close to you if you'll draw close to Him. He also wants to say hi to the woman that's watching that works in the floral shop, and you've actually been contemplating leaving the floral business because it's become boring to you, and you want to extend your creative ability in some new ways. And God says, just wait on the timing for that one. But He does have some new things that are going to fulfill you. But in the meantime, He just says hi, and He sees your heart, and He sees what you're doing, and He loves you very, very much. God also wants to minister to Alina. Alina, God sees where you're at right now, and He sees the struggling that you're having. And you know what I'm talking about as I say that. And if you'll just reach out your hand to Him, He's going to help you through that struggle. But He just wants you to know that He's got His eye on you, and He's watching everything. Everything He's watching. Also, there's Janie and Janice that God wants to say hi to today. And you've been watching the program for a while, and you're excited about the program. In fact, Janie, you even phoned a friend and said, you've got to start watching Extreme Prophetic. And God wants to say hi. And he's really glad that you enjoyed the program because he's made it for the likes of you. And Barry, God wants to say hi to you. In fact, he just wants to say hi to all of you out there. He wants to say hi to you and yours.